is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, In the Light with Laura O'Malley. Laura's spiritual journey began in 2014 with a divine intervention that set her life on an awkward path. This connection introduced her to her higher self and her divine path, and now she is committed to bringing happiness and enlightenment to all seeking a path to peace, love, and joy. Please welcome back Laura O'Malley to News for the Soul.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Nicole. How are you today?
I'm neat. Lines are unusual. Give you a heads up for that. For the last 3 days, we've lost everyone, including the hosts, at some point during the show. So I don't know what's going on. Shaky foundation vibe. So there's that.
All purposeful, right? All purposeful.
Yes.
We have to believe that. Yeah. I guess. Doesn't always work out for those of us in the human world, but we have to trust that there's a greater something going on here. All righty, let's get started then. I am Laura O'Malley.
I was just going to put in my 2 cents on that. Perhaps there's
please do.
A longer, more potent channel wanting to come through in the event that none of the phone lines work. That's what's going to have to happen anyway. So,
well, so I'll tell you, they never have trouble coming back and adding on if necessary. I know that they've always got something to say, and maybe somebody else would even pop in. Who knows?
Right. Exactly.
I'm sure we will not be lacking in filling airtime. So if the phones aren't working, I'm sure it will all be just fine. And I'm getting a yes, 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 yes from everybody involved. So, all right, here we go. I am Laura O'Malley. I'm a psychic channel, energy alignment intuitive. A lot of people that come and work with me call me a happiness coach. I channel source energy from the non-physical world, and when I connect with them, they give you the information that is most pertinent for you to hear in the present moment. That being said, when we are channeling on the air, as we are today, what they have told me is that they tune into everyone's energy that is tuning in. And so they are trying to help everyone that's listening. And so I'm assuming that somehow they're weaving information in that everybody needs to hear. It's kind of an interesting topic today when I was asking yesterday, and they were basically telling me that human beings just try too hard, and that's part of the problem, because in trying hard, we're actually creating resistance. And so I said, well, I understand that we all try hard, but why are we always trying so hard, and how do we get out of that habit? So basically the topic today was why they believe that we try so hard to do everything. And I know where they're going to start. They've given me a little information, so I'll just let them go ahead and start. I've got a little timer on my watch set so that I have some understanding of the time frame that we're dealing with. And we'll see if they continue to talk. Or if there is an opportunity to take some calls, if, anybody can get through today. So I'll just go ahead and bring them in. We'll get them started on why human beings try too hard. Here we go. Oh, and I think I might have forgotten. This is the Council of Light coming through today. So the calmer voice, a little more calm than Dearest. Here we go. Yes, we are here and ready. Ready and waiting, so to speak. We have chosen this topic today, why you are all trying so very hard. We understand why you are doing so. You are often trying hard because this has been taught to you. You make the decision to come here, to come into this physical plane. And you are well aware coming here that this is going to be the ride of your life. You are excited, ready to engage in all that is here, all that is waiting, all that this physical world has to offer you. You are aware of all the choices. You are aware of all the contrast. You see the contrast with excitement, for the contrast is what allows you to move forward. And so you are born into a physical body here. And from the moment that you are awakened into this world, you begin to watch and observe and look around. As you begin to understand more and more about your environment, you continue to watch and learn. Those whom are taking care of you, those who you are experiencing, all of those who are older in linear age are interested in showing you the ropes, teaching you about how to be in this world, how to experience this world, how to behave, how to act. All of this is well intended. Those closest to you, of course, are always holding your interest as they are teaching you how to be in this world. And yet, from our perspective, what we are noticing is that a great many of you whom are influencing those younger are influencing them with your own belief system. There is no other way to influence from the perspective of those whom are choosing to influence. Often, you are believing that your life experience here allows for you to have greater knowledge of this planetary existence, of the way this world works, and you are not shy in sharing this information. However, from our perspective, each born onto this planet is source energy. Each who has chosen to come here has done so, understanding that all that is necessary for you to move forward is for you to go within, follow that which brings you joy, follow that which engages your interest, follow that which you are interested in. This is guidance here. You are moving forward, observing. Often, that which you are observing can be confusing to you, for you know what you are wanting. And you are certain that this will bring you joy. those whom are teaching you are often telling you quite the opposite of your knowing. When you are a baby, young child, you are quite clear what you are wanting. However, it does not take long for you as a source being here to begin forgetting. All that is within is all that you are needing. And so when another says to you, money does not grow on trees, you understand what this means. When another says to you, you cannot do or be or have, it feels wrong to you. You feel sad or angry or upset or fearful. And thus begins this cycle of forgetting. For as you begin to layer upon layer add this newly developed belief system or earth belief system, the belief system which has been imposed upon you layer by layer by layer, and this creates discourse within you, confusion within you. Still, you attempt to move forward as the source energy being you are, and in some cases, an individual has more freedom to move forward and choose more and more and more for him or herself. But in other cases, this is not accurate. In other cases, you are told how to be, what to be, who to be. And as you travel upon this path, you begin to move further and further from the truth of who you are. If you are not walking the path of truth in alignment with your higher self, which is the case for a great many of you, you come to a place in your life where you begin to move forward in great difficulty. Even the smallest of tasks can appear difficult for you because you have moved by choice, by allowing the voice of others, the beliefs of others, to become your own. And so forward movement feels quite difficult. If you are engaging in a job which is not to your liking, but because you believed it was the choice, the smart choice, the obvious choice, based upon these beliefs which you have been taught, that you must take that which allows you to make more money, for example. And as you are following this path, it may be easier initially, but it will not continue to be easy for you because you are moving forward on a life path which is furthering you from the truth of who you are. human beings have much difficulty with much of what they are attempting because it is not in alignment with their truth. When you are efforting or working toward anything which is not in alignment with your truth and purpose, it will feel anywhere from irritating to excruciating, and it is all because of fear. The levels of fear are great. There are those who are walking this planet with great levels of fear about a great many topics. Their love life, their work life, their friendship, their health becomes more and more obvious as you continue forward upon your path out of alignment that you are doing so, moving forward apart from your truth. For you will feel the difficulty of everyday tasks. Often this will transform into what has been diagnosed as mental illness, anxiety, depression. This is so because you are not living your truth. You are not following through with your contracted purpose in coming into physicality. Each and every one of you come here holding an intention to move forward in a state of joy. Each and every one of you here is holding a very different intention. And every one of you here has a different purpose. Each and every one of you has come here equipped with very specific gifts which you are intending to share with all of those surrounding you. These gifts that you are intending to share are purposeful in contributing to the consciousness of this planet. And so when, by choice, you are moving away from the contribution of your gift, further and further toward that which you believe is what you should be doing, who you should be, how you should be, based upon that which you have been told or taught by others, as you stay upon this path, your life will become more and more difficult, and it will feel as if you are trying very, 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 very hard simply to be. As we are observing this, we are learning. As we are observing this, we are noticing the consciousness on the planet is shifting. The vibrational level on your planet is rising. It has been doing so for quite some time now. Those whom are being born upon this earth presently are being welcomed by this higher vibrational level. And those who are struggling with living here are doing so because of this vibrational level as well. As the vibration of the earth plane continues to rise upward, those whom are living a life far apart from their truth, far apart from their intention, far apart from their gifts, will continue to struggle, will continue to feel as if it is difficult just being. Those whom are being born upon this earth presently are the new teachers. There are those, we call them the young ones. Already they are introducing new ideas to those whom have been here for some time now. Those who would be considered elders upon this plane. The young ones are now the teachers. And from our perspective, we are noticing that more of the elders are beginning to look upon the teachers. As you are doing so, you are noticing their happiness. And this is bringing happiness into your experience as well. There is and will continue to be a shedding of old belief systems, old beliefs within those who are feeling this discourse in their lives presently. For this is necessary forward movement is going to be. As the consciousness on the planet continues to rise, as those whom are seeking enlightenment continue to share their light, shine their light, be the light, each and every one of you has the opportunity to follow or to be left behind. When we speak of being left behind, we are referring to being left behind in the third dimensional earth plane, the heavy, dense earth plane. It is always the choice of each individual. For all of you are source energy beings. Many will begin to choose moving forward toward the light. And in doing this, you are choosing to begin to move back into alignment with your higher self, with all that you are wanting and seeking to remember about the truth of who you are. And as you begin to follow this path, as you begin to attend to the light, look to the light, look to your joy, attend to your joy. The natural process of doing so will begin to shift your own vibrational level upward. And as you do this, you will begin to feel the ease, the flow, the peace, and the calm of coming into the truth. You will notice a difference in trying, efforting. First, you will feel as if the depression or the anxiety is beginning to melt away. For as you move forward toward your joy and seek out experience which brings you joy, your reality will begin to shift. Your experience will change. You will find yourself feeling more at peace, and you will notice that being is not quite as difficult as it has been in your linear past. This earth plane was not meant to be difficult. It does not need presently to be difficult. Those who believe it is difficult are giving their attention more of the time to that which does not feel good. It is your choice always, every moment, what you are looking upon, what you are worrying about, what you are giving your attention to. It is always and has always been your choice. There are those who are doing so because it has been taught to them. But at any point within this life, gifted experience in the physical, each source soul energy being has the option to stop and release the old belief system. Allow the layers to begin to fall from you. It is as if you are allowing yourself to remove the winter coat you have been wearing, the layers of this coat you have been accumulating as you have been giving your attention to the difficulty of being here. For in a moment, you can shift this perspective. You can allow yourself to begin to notice that which feels better to you. Little by little, as you are beginning to notice that which is feeling better, the earth plane will appear to be shifting or changing from this new perspective. For those who are not understanding, it may appear that that which you are wanting to be different is finally different. What we are asking you to consider is that you are the creator of this difference, and you have always had the ability to create this different or new perspective, which allows your reality to shift and change into that which you are desiring. That is the gift of this earth plane, to begin to understand your truth, but also its truth. It is not a difficult place to have been born unto, unless you are choosing to make it a difficult place by giving your attention most of the time to that which does not feel good. As you begin to discover or recover the information that your feeling, emotion is guiding you 4/7. It has always been guiding you, and yet by allowing yourself to continue to focus upon that which is being indicated to you by a feeling of dissatisfaction, anger, fear, frustration, sadness, by allowing yourself to continue to look at this or think about this, you are choosing to look at that which your higher self, your guides, all of those in the non-physical whom are connected to you, attempting to help and remind you of your truth. You are continuing to look at that which causes this dissatisfaction of emotion within you, when in truth the dissatisfaction is nothing more than an indicator alerting you that you are focusing your God gift of source energy beingness upon something that is not serving your greatest good. This is the truth of your earth plane. It has always been and it will always be. For those who are not able to believe this at the present, it is not necessary. As you experiment with the information we have provided with you today, you will learn this truth through your experience. We are not wanting you to take our word for it. We are wanting you to learn this all on your own through your experience here. For this is why you have come. Nothing has gone terribly wrong. For even if you have spent 75 years upon this earth plane, giving your attention to that which is not feeling good to you, experiencing that which you believe is wrong, in one moment, you have the ability to shift this perspective. And it may not be easy initially, but you are Source. You are strong. You are powerful. and we, from our perspective, see that each and every one of you has the capability of doing so in any given moment. Working hard means that you may be distracting yourself away from your joy. Unless you are working hard toward that which fills you with joy. And when you are efforting or working hard toward that which fills you with joy, it is not work. It is pleasure, and it is purpose, and it is fulfillment, and it is in alignment with what you have come here to do, to be. We believe that we are coming toward the end of this conversation with you all, but we are aware that okay, well, they just said to me, do you want to see if the phones are working? I'm getting that maybe they're not.
Well, I've had one diehard caller hanging on by a thread here. They usually get dropped when they're calling in, but this one has managed to hang in.
Let's
give them a chance. International Line, you're now live with Laura and who knows who. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Good day, ladies. Yeah, it's Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, darling. Yeah, I've just been sitting here listening, and all I can say is everything you've shared so far totally resonates with my own inner knowing. You know.
Well. Darling, this is because you are a source. Of course you are understanding all of it. Oh, gosh, here comes Dearest. Hope you're ready, Bob.
It's, you know, if I'm going to record this show at the end because it's what you've shared is my total life experience of my own state of being. One thing that popped into my head the other day, no, popped into my heart the other day, when I was sharing my story, people were saying, well, that's your belief. And what I realized was that, no, as creator, what I'm sharing is not my belief. That is my decision. And that was a major step forward for me. But Laura, if there's anything that you can pick up on what's going on for me or where I'm heading, my dog died on Easter Monday, so I was pretty good.
I'm so sorry. So hard.
Yeah. But I know another one's on the way because I'm not often without, you know, a four-legged angel. So, it's only
all right. Well, let's see. Do you want me to see if anybody wants to come through and talk? Okay. So I know Derek was kind of shoving their way in, but I'm feeling like maybe somebody else is coming through. Yeah, I think the council's going to come back. So give me one sec to connect. And maybe they have something, to say to you. Yep. Okay, here it comes. Yes, we would like to come through and continue a bit, but we are also wanting to engage with this energy because this energy is the energy of Source, and this energy of source is living in alignment. And herein lies the difference. All of you that are upon this physical plane are source energy beings, whether or not you are aware. Robert, you are aware. We are loving what you have said about your belief, your choice, your knowing. It is often difficult to get to this place because the fear is so great within so many. It is a pleasure to engage in this energy interaction. If you are seeking information about your experience here from us, we are happy to share with you a bit that we are receiving presently. There is great change coming into your experience. There is change, forward momentum. You are seeking to move forward. In accordance to your teachings, that you are willing to share with others, and we are noticing two different routes or paths, so to speak, in front of you presently. You are choosing, of course, and neither one nor the other is the right path. It is your decision upon which path you will begin to move forward. Both are equally exciting for you. One will take you into having the opportunity for travel, whilst the other will offer you the opportunity to remain in your home base more of the time. Once again, if both of these opportunities will be coming into your awareness soon, and we are insisting that you continue to follow your joy. Either way, both paths will help you to uncover and discover more of the truth of who you are. You will begin to have different experiences than you have in the linear path, greater connectivity to the non-physical, the truth of you, the connectivity with those who have passed over and traveled back home. There will be more connectivity on both paths. So your experience here, those two paths that we are noticing moving out in front of you, either will bring you joy, either will contribute to your connectivity with the other side. The major difference will be the travel or the home base. I think that's it. They were just, they flew right out as soon as they got that last sentence in. So, woo!
Can I respond, Laura?
Absolutely. Please do.
Yeah. How can I put it? Where I am now, for me, the evolution of consciousness is exponential, and we've just turned the corner, and so hang on tight for a wild ride. For me, the universe, and I use this, you know, as an all-inclusive, the universe operates under the KISS principle, keep it simple, sovereign. And I am master and commander of my life, and I take full responsibility for this life that I do create. And the last comment that was spurred by your sharing was, I have come to know that what I radiate, I create. So I consciously choose to radiate joy. And that's my life. It's simple. It only has two principles, the KISS principle, and another principle that I coined about 12 years ago, which is the SUE principle. All are sovereign, unique, and equal. And everything else just flows from that. And both of those principles reside under the umbrella of integrity. Because without personal integrity, none of the magic that I experience in my life could have ever happened. So that's how simple my life is. You know, there's only one law, do no harm. And I've only got one right, and that is the right of self-determination. And so thank you so much, ladies, for being part of my family, and vice versa. This is truly an amazing time to be alive, and I am alive.
Awesome. Wow, well said, well said. I love it.
Yeah.
Epic. Keep us posted, Bob.
Well, you can't get rid of me that easily, Nicole.
Yeah. Oh, I know where to find you, too. We're coming for you soon. But keep us posted in the meantime, like you're doing. We really appreciate it, and it helps inspire. This call actually got our lines working, so I think if we try to get one more, there's still some time.
Okay. For that I'll be part. Quick.
Okay. 347, who have we got there? What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, Katie from New York.
Hello.
Hi, Katie. What can we do for you today?
I just wanted to talk, find out about if I have any deservingness blocks or block to success, or is there something I can do to clear any contracts, vows, clearing? Yeah.
All right, let me see if someone wants to come in and talk to you. Otherwise, I can address that. No, okay. Someone's coming in. Hold on. Get out of the way, lady. Hold on. Hello, little cutie. We just want to come and say hello. All right, we are going to look at your energy today and see what's going on here. We are not noticing blockages in you at all. One minute. We are looking here. No. All right. We just go through all your chakras, and we are noticing there's nothing in there that we would call blockage. But let us explain quickly so that you're understanding what this is meaning. Because a blockage is a belief that you're holding, all right? A belief that is limiting your ability to be the truth of who you are, to be the love that you are. You have no blockages or no beliefs which are limiting your truth. You are beautiful, love, light, shiny, sparkling, wonderful being. This is what we are seeing from our perspective. We are always saying we would love if there was invention by physicists to take a Polaroid picture of your essence, because it would be something you would love to see so much. It is pure love that we are selling from you. We are encouraging you to do something which we believe would be helpful in your forward momentum, moving yourself forward, raising continually your own vibrational level. But our suggestion is something you are doing already. And so we are wanting to make it clear to you, we're not saying that you should do this like it's something you have not been doing. We are simply wanting to remind you how wonderful it is that when you are noticing others whom are having difficulty, others whom are lower vibrational beings, having low vibrational experiences, what we know about you is you are moving into their experience and offering assistance. What can I do? How can I help? And this is wonderful because what is happening is you are presenting in the face of contrast as a light. And this is not only helping the other move their vibrational level upward in the direction of upward, but this is also contributing to your own vibrational level moving upward. And as you continue to seek out those who are in need and assist in this way, you are continually adding to your own brick tower, strengthening your own vibrational level and contributing to the creation of your own perfect lifetime or experience here. And so continue upon this path and continue to do this because you are a beacon of light. And when we say light, you know what we are meaning. We are meaning love. You are pure love, your source consciousness. This is beautiful. This is wonderful. And we want for you to understand that in your knowing, in your intention holding to be that which is your truth, you are automatically clearing any blockages that would come into your experience. The only way that we could see or foresee a blockage coming into your experience is because you are forgetting your truth and you are leaning into an experience and forgetting to be the love. But this is not looking like it is upon your path. As we are looking out at your path, it is well lit with love. So kudos to you, lovely, lovely one. It is beautiful chakra system that we are looking at right now.
Thank you. I meant like, is there something I could do? Just because I had a dream that it was a bunch
tell
of people
your
who went.
Dream, cutie.
I had a dream about like four guys who went to medical school, but they actually didn't become doctors because their mother didn't want or their father didn't want them to become doctors. But then eventually they did get their license and become doctors. And I was like, you guys shouldn't let your father hold you back. And I feel like it was pertaining to me because I have a certain degree and I can get my license and I've been having issues with getting my license. And I don't know if it's linked to my mother or something like that. So I kind of feel like the dream was about me.
It is because it has not been the precise time for you. Stay on the path and stay true. It is coming. Of course, it is coming. But understand that the universe always is bringing into your experience that which you are needing, wanting, desiring at the precise time in order for you to say, look at how this has worked out. You see? So do not worry about this because worry is resistance. Trust, no. Everything is working out for you, and it is coming because we can see it on your path. But when you believe that something has gone wrong and this why it has not come yet, this is resistance. Don't do this, all right?
Okay.
It will come either way, but it will come more efficiently if you are less resistant. You see this?
Yes. Yes, Yes. All right. Yes, I get what you're saying. Yes. Thank
all
you.
All right, lovely. Mwah, mwah, mwah. We love you so much. Have a wonderful
thank
day.
You. You both, too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh,
thanks,
I think
calling.
That's it. Top of the hour.
Oh, my goodness. Very tippy-top. Okay. Time to wrap.
All righty. Well, I'm Laura O'Malley. You can reach me at www.getintothelight.com. I'm still cracking up that I forgot my website last time I was on the air. I don't know what was happening that day. But thanks again, Nicole. It was wonderful as usual, and can't wait for next time.
And me too. Hey, as always, it is always a party when you and whoever comes through shows up, and looking forward to the next time. Laura is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with something else after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.